Italy is the first leg of President Xi Jinping's upcoming trip to Europe. Ambassador Li Ruiyu suggests this reflects how much importance Beijing places on its relationship with Rome. He says the documents to be endorsed in Italy will include a memorandum of understanding on the Belt and Road Initiative.
During the visit, the two sides plan to sign a memorandum of understanding on cooperation within the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative. The Italian side is taking this strategic opportunity to promote its relations with China and to promote pragmatic cooperation between the two countries.
President Xi's visit comes as both sides try to further enhance bilateral cooperation. In 2015, Italy signed an agreement to join the China-proposed Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, making it one of the bank's prospective founding members. The ambassador added that the bilateral cooperation in the high-tech sector has also gained momentum.
Scientists and engineers from both sides have started to cooperate in various sectors such as aerospace. The two countries have launched many projects together in the high technology field. Last year, one of four cooperation projects, the electromagnetic experiment satellite Zhangheng-1, was successfully launched. Cooperation on the second satellite in the series will soon kick off.
He also called on Italy to continue offering a level playing field for Chinese companies, including Huawei.
Italy's branch of Huawei has operated for 15 years and contributed to the local economy. In the past 3 years, Huawei has purchased nearly 600 million euros worth of goods and materials. The company has paid 180 million euros in taxes. 80% of its staff members are local residents. Huawei and its Italian partner are conducting tests of their 5G projects.
Xi Jinping will be the first Chinese president to visit Italy in 10 years. Beside Rome, he will also make a stop in Palermo. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.